This is URN.
The Music Show Breakdown.
That was the new one by Luna George, I'm in Control. What were your first opinions of that, guys?
I liked it. Yeah.
I liked it, but it's not Luna George.
That is what
I thought. That's why I was thinking, I was listening to it and I was like, this isn't the Luna George I'm used to, like, but Outlines is just nothing like the album.
Yeah, like, so with their first album, it's a lot more kind of, there are a lot more of effects put on her voice and the instruments. Like, it's a lot more synthy, I think. There was one point in that song where I was like, that sounds like Luna George.
Yeah, it's the beat when it's like, that bit doesn't sound at all like a Luna George.
No, it doesn't. And the fact that they've done that song with Popcorn, who, if you don't know, is a Jamaican dancehall artist.
Okay.
He's good.
I thought it sounded a bit like reggae, like a...
That's like down the right tracks. Like, so the fact that they've done this song with Popcorn, when I first saw it, I was like, what is going on? But then his part is my favourite part in the song.
And it is a very catchy song. I really like the actual song. It's not Luna George. Like, if I heard that on the radio, I'd be like, that is a sick song. It's very upbeat, dancey, but it's just not very similar to their usual stuff. But then there's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, I think this is the whole thing we've been saying with other people throughout last semester, that like Coldplay, like, it's some of their stuff is very different, but is that necessarily a bad thing?
Yeah, it's good because they're transforming their musical talent, I suppose.
It's nice and fresh.
Their first album did do so well, so if they change, I guess people liked them because of that sound they had, because it was quite different. So if they change it too much, will people carry on listening?
Don't know. Yeah, because then you've got to be loyal to the fans who have liked you from the start, from your original work. So I don't know. I'm a big fan, though. As someone who liked them from the start, I was a big fan of them when they first came out. I would continue to listen to them from that song.
Oh yeah, definitely. I think it will be really popular on the radio, so
I hope so.
It must be building up towards a new album. Quite excited because it's been a while,
and also they haven't, I feel like they're yet to kind of break out. They have kind of, they've gained popularity, but they haven't broken the musical kind of top 40, although they're not really a top 40 kind of artist.
Although saying that, they did have some singles that were really good, and then they had the DJ Snake like remixed, I can't remember what song, but that did really well in the charts.
And you know you like it, or
yes, that's it.
Yeah,
so, and I think he's American, so that might help them, like, break America,
yeah.
I did come across it on the Lad Bible anyway. It's something that's going viral at the moment. It is Kevin Hart, Ice Cube and Stormzy all in a room together, and Kevin Hart and Stormzy are having a rap battle, basically, yeah, just a rap-off, and Kevin Hart goes first. And I don't know how I know Kevin Hart's face. I know he's a comedian, I know he's an actor, but I'm not exactly like a fan of his films.
He's like everywhere, but you don't realise.
Exactly. He's kind of like Will Ferrell. And they're all in that film, aren't they?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's just there. And he was quite funny. I actually enjoyed his freestyle because he was kind of taking the mickey out of himself as he went along. And that's just always good. And then it was Stormzy's turn. And he kind of just went off on one, on his, I don't know, he's on another level to what I can comprehend. I don't really know about, is he grime, Hannah?
Yes, yeah, he's grime.
He is, isn't he? So he was obviously doing that very well, as far as I can tell. And then at the end, Ice Cube was given the choice between them as to who would be the winner. And he chose Kevin. Kevin kind of chose himself as well, which is funny. And well deserved, I think, because he actually had to freestyle, whereas Stormzy just recited one of his verses, didn't he? That's what Hannah said.
I'm pretty sure it's Wicked Skeng Man 4, and he sits there, and it's supposed to be a freestyle, but he just
cheats,
and he actually raps his own song. Which is not how a freestyle
that's
works.
That's not how a rap-off works.
I would have thought Stormzy, of all people, would have known
would be
this.
Able to just make up something on the spot. Amazing.
I think he was funny when he was chatting to Kevin, but he didn't bring any, like, much personality to his rap.
To be fair, though, if I was sat in a room with Kevin Hart, who, even if you don't find him funny, you can't deny he's done very well, he's very
big
famous.
Star, yeah.
And Ice Cube. Oh my goodness, the pressure you would feel rapping in front of Ice Cube is just insane.
Yeah, he's just by being there, he's set the bar.
He's iconic. Like,
yeah, he is.
But yeah, no words. Like, I would be terrified. So if that's what it was, then I don't blame Stormzy for a second.
Maybe he was nervous.
Yeah, I would be terrified.
I don't know though, Stormzy doesn't come across as a very nervous bloke.
No, that's true, he really doesn't.
No, he's just sat there like, all composed, just ready to rap.
Yeah. Yeah, so I'm guessing this was done in promotion for Kevin Hart and Ice Cube's new film that they're doing together.
What's it called?
Which I do not know the name of, unfortunately. So I'm guessing it's promotion for that. So, and it's with Lad Bible. So Lad Bible on Instagram, they have like a couple of million followers, like pretty big. So I think it's going to, even though Stormzy doesn't freestyle and he just recites one of his own songs, I think it will be really good for him in terms of exposure. Because people will think like, oh my gosh, Kevin Hart, Ice Cube, watch it. Then if they don't know Stormzy, like, ah, Stormzy, who is this guy?
Do you reckon that's more in America? Because, I mean, in England, Stormzy's already, like, massive, isn't he? I don't know, what's his rep like in the US?
I'm not sure, actually.
I wonder if he's as known. Is Grime as big a scene in...
See, no.
Exactly. I feel like it's not.
No. I think in New York, people have started to listen to it. Yeah. When I was there, for example, I saw, like, someone had, like, scribbled, like, Skepta on a wall somewhere, like, randomly. But in general, the... like, if I've ever seen an American person's reaction to Grime, they're kind of like, what is this?
Yeah, they're so used to the rap kind of Compton.
Yeah,
kind of
so I don't think Grime is massive in America. I think it's getting there, but if you watch the video, Stormzy actually says, he was like, yeah, Americans get confused by this and can't understand what I'm saying, which I think is hilarious.
But, bit bad way to break America, but funny.
Yeah, but... Yeah, no, I think, yeah, maybe more so for the exposure in America rather than here, because he kind of, he's been around for a while, but he kind of came out of nowhere.
Yeah, he did.
And now he's got so popular so quickly.
I think it's a nice little bit of clickbait news that's just going to be on Facebook and people will just watch it and then forget about it maybe, but...
Definitely.
Still good.
So that was Lapsy's new one, Love is Blind. Now, we were talking throughout that song, she's 19.
She's younger than me.
And me. This is so depressing.
It's embarrassing.
She started when she was super young. And I read somewhere a while ago that her mum thought she was revising for her A-levels when in fact she was sitting in her room producing, because she produces it all herself. She writes it all herself.
Yeah, what I love about it as well, I was reading an article earlier on NME where they interviewed her, and she was basically saying that she hates the fact that, obviously she loves the fact that she's a female producer because it's so rare these days, but that she hates that she's labelled as a female producer. And she's got some pretty good... not strong, but nice independent views about females in the industry, especially the genre that she's in, which is so important because you don't hear about it that much, especially from someone so young. And she says quite bleakly that she doesn't actually think it's going to get better, just because with male producers, they never say, oh, are you the singer, the producer, the writer? They just assume that they're all of them, whereas with her, she's kind of just seen as like a female singer, not even a producer or
writer. Didn't know she was a producer, to be honest.
It's a shame, isn't it? Yeah.
Good on her, though.
Yeah, fair play to
Go
her.
Go Lapsley.
Yeah, I know. She's amazing. To have a talent from such a young age is incredible.
Yeah.
I never even thought about the whole, like, a woman being labelled as a female producer in comparison to a male where it just be producer. I never thought of that.
Yeah.
I get so feminist on all this kind of stuff.
I know, it's good. Go on for days, yeah.
But in terms of the actual song... What did you guys think, apart from just her amazingness in general?
Really, I actually preferred it to Hurt Me.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know why.
Oh my gosh!
I don't know why, but
I
did.
That I just love them both. Yeah. I can't decide, really. But this one's, like, new, so, like, you're going to just love whatever you hear, new out of
That's
them.
That's true.
So.
First time I heard Hurt Me, I was like, oh my gosh, like, I knew she was incredible, but this is, like, some whole other level. When I first heard this, I was like, of course it's amazing because it's Lapsy, but it didn't stand out to me as much as Hurt Me did.
Oh, really?
I think the only thing it could... it made me think that, like, the album might be a little more clean cut than, like, her first kind of EPs, because this song, it's still so good and it's still, like, really signature Lapsley, I think. But and I'm guessing she's written all the songs as well, but she might have reined stuff in a little bit because it's a bit more, like, structured, like a classic mainstream song, but it's still really nice. I think
Hurt Me was a lot catchier,
do you reckon?
And also she's kind of known for altering and putting effects on her voice, which I don't know if it's just me not, like, paying attention enough, but I didn't notice any in Love is Blind.
That's true. Maybe she's just trying to change things up, because when she plays live, obviously I've seen some of her performances where she suddenly puts the effect on her voice and it drops to, like, a couple of octaves lower and literally the crowd goes wild. I don't know why, but they love it. So she might just be, like, doing some songs where it's just none of that and then mixing things up.
Yeah, because she's got her new album coming out at the beginning of March, which is going to be called Long Way Home.
Yeah.
I'm really excited because she's been releasing EPs for so long
now. Yeah, she needs to get an album out there.
Because she just got signed by XL Records like the end of last year. So she released, I think, the second EP with them. But before that, she'd done a couple songs by herself. And XL Records signed Adele as well. And apparently Adele and Sam Smith are fans and they've been to see her live.
Yeah. Big things coming for her then.
Definitely. She just liked my tweet, guys.
Oh, yes!
Sorry, it was independent, awesome. But still affiliated to URN, so...
You said she was signed at the end of 2015?
Yeah.
How did it take them so long to sign her?
I don't know.
Wait, was it 2015 or 14?
Because she released Station and Falling Short and Valentine, which... Natalia and I were saying whilst we were listening to it that we love those songs and they're so good. And they came out in 2014.
Yeah.
So she's been around for...
Oh, no, wait, sorry. They did sign her in 2014.
Okay, I was going to say.
Either way, though.
If they only signed her last year, what have they been playing at? They needed to get on that sooner.
I like that, though. It's humble when, an artist has, been doing their own thing and then they just get signed and you're like, oh, even better.
Yeah. Oh, I don't know. I'm so excited for the album.
Yeah.
I hope that... as I said, I really liked Love Is Blind, but I hope the rest of the album is more like her... older stuff. This is URN.
The Music Show Breakdown.